One of the items President Trump has returned to in his post-election rhetoric is the idea that Hillary Clinton only won the popular vote because of some semblance of voter fraud. Continuing to pursue that line, yesterday the president signed an executive order creating the Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. The commission's chair will be Vice President Mike Pence, and the vice chair will be Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, one of the co-authors of Arizona's SB 1070. To talk more about the commission, we're joined by Lindsay Nielsen, visiting assistant professor of political science at Bucknell University. Lindsay, thanks for joining us. First of all, what is this commission supposed to do?
Well, the text of the executive order calls it the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. And in the description of the committee, it talks about using the committee to identify instances of improper voting and fraudulent voting and identifying practices that could harm people's confidence in election integrity.
This has been something, Lindsay, that election officials have been talking about for a long time, and including some election officials in the 2016 presidential election in states in which the president claimed voter fraud said there is no voter fraud. How would they go about trying to find this when most election officials are saying there's nothing to be found here?
Yeah, that's the really complicated question. I think it really lies in the fact that the phrase election integrity means different people to different things, or different things to different people. Democrats and Republicans have very different perceptions of what that phrase means. Democrats tend to think of election integrity in terms of making access to voting easy, so making it easier for eligible people to be able to cast their ballots. Republicans, on the other hand, tend to think of it in terms of making voting more secure, so keeping people who are ineligible from voting from being able to vote.
It does appear, based on research you've done and that others have done, that when strict ID laws are put into effect, that it affects low-income folks, people of color, in a stronger fashion. Without asking you to comment on the politics of this, does it feel like there's something similar going on here, that if there's a lot of looking into it, it is because of concern about that? There was also talk about, when it came to illegal voting, that maybe undocumented immigrants were voting as well. Also, no evidence for that at this point.
Yes, you're right. There's very little evidence that systematic voter fraud occurs. It does occur in very isolated instances, but it's not anything on the scale of being widespread.
So is this a case where you feel like there is, at this point, and based on the research that you have done and read, does additional voter ID requirement, does that end up affecting people in lower income neighborhoods and people of color?
Yes, the evidence shows that it really does. Lower income people and people of color tend to have much harder times accessing voter identification because it's very costly to get. I think there's concern among myself and a lot of other election scholars that this commission is going to be used as an excuse to push more intensive voting laws that are going to keep those eligible voters from being able to vote in future elections.
What might some of those provisions be? I mean, in many states, including Arizona, voters have to show ID if they go to the polls themselves. What are some of the other kinds of things that states can do, other restrictions maybe that states can implement to try to shore this thing up?
Well, there are some states that have been rolling back early voting hours, so making it more difficult to vote outside of Election Day. There are states that have put restrictions on who can register to vote, and also being a little more proactive in kicking people off the registration lists so that they can't vote in future elections.
There was a comment, I believe it was made by Vice President Pence, saying that people need to have confidence in the system. When there are restrictions put in place and when there is discussion about voter fraud, when there isn't any evidence for it, does that also affect the confidence that people may have in the voting system? Thinking, well, I guess I thought that the system was working pretty well, but now there are accusations from very higher up people who are saying maybe that isn't the case. Do those combined end up hurting confidence in the election system?
Yeah, that's another concern that I have with this commission. This focus on improper voting and fraudulent voting, which, as we've discussed, really doesn't happen all that much, that takes away attention from what really needs to change in our voting system. A lot of voting scholars do acknowledge that our system does need updating and that our registration systems need to be modernized. We need to be keeping our voting machines up to date. But if our discussion of election reform and voting fraud is entirely around these cases, these very rare cases of improper and fraudulent voting, that's going to take away attention from what really needs to change about our election system.
Lindsay Nielsen is visiting assistant professor of political science at Bucknell University. We've been talking about the president's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Lindsay, thanks for squeezing us in today.
Thank you.